The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday, the 20th of July. In your Squeeze today, jobs numbers are looking good. Australia's bid to extradite our most wanted terrorist has failed. Suspension for some members of the Aussie basketball team. And in Friday Lights, we discuss queuing etiquette. Claire's a bit of a stickler for the rules. Claire, I love a story that's full of facts and figures, so I'm excited about this first one. Jobs numbers, how are they looking?
Really good, actually. In June, so the last lot of official figures, 50,900 jobs were added. Most of those were full-time roles. When you look around the states, Victoria was the only state to have an increase in unemployment, and that was quite a small number even for them. But that means that we've added about 340,000 jobs in the last financial year, which is an incredible effort.
Yeah, I'm sure the Treasurer was quite happy with himself yesterday.
Yeah, even cracked a couple of Taylor Swift jokes. The last time that youth unemployment was the lowest that it is was 1989, which of course is the title of a Taylor Swift album. So
one of her best albums, I'd say.
Yeah, hilarity all round. The one thing that people have pivoted to when talking about this is, well, if the jobs market is so strong, when are we going to get a pay rise? And that's not really on the horizon anytime soon, according to economists, although it's got to be counting in its favour, the theory being that if it's a very tight jobs market and employers are struggling to find good talent, then they'll start increasing wages to attract the people that they want to see in their businesses.
There's hope. But on the flip side, a report was out yesterday saying that 15,000 people are living in slavery in Australia.
That's right. The Global Slavery Index was out yesterday. It's an initiative from Andrew Twiggy Forrest and the Walk Free Foundation. They're doing a lot of work around global slavery. It indicated that 15,000 people were living in slavery in Australia, which is incredible to think about. It also suggested that about $12 billion worth of goods are imported into Australia every year that are probably produced by people who have been employed, for want of a better word, and forced labour. So it's a big problem. There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to the Australian market. You just don't expect that here.
No, absolutely. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has encouraged the sacking of Adelaide's Archbishop Philip Wilson. Listeners will recall he was recently convicted of concealing child abuse.
He's done what hasn't really been expected, which is to appeal directly to the Pope and to the Vatican. And reports say that the government is actually working behind the scenes and has made some noises at the diplomatic level. We do actually have an ambassador to the Vatican. So representations have been made apparently over the last couple of weeks. But to date, given that Philip Wilson is appealing that decision, he's indicated that he's not going anywhere at this stage.
Also, there's an update on Australia's most wanted terrorist this morning, Neil Prakash. What's happened here?
So Australia has been trying to get him extradited from Turkey to face our justice system over terror charges. Turkey this morning has denied that, which Julie Bishop says she's very disappointed about. But he was about to be set free from prison, and Turkey has actually decided to keep him in custody and try him under terror laws in Turkey for being a member of Islamic State. And if they find him guilty of that, he could be in prison for 25 years in Turkey.
Yeah, and one thing we've been waiting for is obviously the decision by the International Basketball Federation on that brawl between Australia and the Philippines. What's happened? What was the outcome that's been handed down yesterday?
13 players and two coaches have been suspended. Three of those players are from Australia, and a couple of those players who have been suspended have also copped fines for inciting unsportsmanlike behaviour, and the one that they're really agitated about is the guy who was really set upon, the Australian player. He's been suspended and fined. So they're saying, of course, you know, how could he? He was set upon by all of these Filipino players. So it's been a bit of a tough pill for the Aussies to swallow.
Yeah, when you say they, we mean the fans. You just have to have a quick scan of social media to see they're pretty outraged with that suspension. And when you say the guy, you mean Chris Goulding, who was the one that was buried under that group of Filipino players and officials. Now, my favourite thing in Friday Lights this week is the link to the IPPA Awards, or the IPA Awards, the IPA Awards. I don't know how to pronounce the acronym. Anyway, it's the iPhone Photography Awards, and the gallery is incredible.
There really are. Gee, some people are clever with what they can do just with their iPhones.
And what else is in Friday Lights?
A couple of other things. So a really fun article about how other countries queue. I remember my first big trip overseas and trying to get a coffee in Italy and just being outraged at these people just pushing in front of you. It's like, God, have some civility, people.
I did enjoy reading about the queuing etiquette at Wimbledon. There's a 30-page rule book.
A 30-page rule book.
To ensure you do it right.
Yeah, from the size of your bag through to the sort of conversation that you should be having while you're waiting in the lines.
Wow.
I'd prefer that approach, I'd say. At least everyone knows the rules. The other link I have in today is there's a great meatballs recipe that is an old favourite of mine. I regularly pull it out. You bake the meatballs in the oven, Kate. You don't fry them, and they're delicious.
Oh, there you go. It's Friday night cooking sorted. And to finish off today, what's the subject line?
The subject line is no one listens to Jeff Goldblum, which is a Triple J song that a couple of the hosts put together. They decided on a theme that, you know, if you look at all of Jeff Goldblum's movies, he's actually the smartest guy in the movie, but no one listens to what he has to say. So that, of course, is in relation to the massive statue that's popped up in front of London's Tower Bridge of the reclining Jeff Goldblum with his open shirt.
I've seen that on Twitter quite a bit. What's that all about? Is there
no
a reason
idea.
It's there?
Very random.
Love random stuff. If it's random, it makes it even funnier.
Yeah, it's right down both of our alleys.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for listening this week, everyone, and have a fantastic weekend. Chat to you on Monday.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.